Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好, 弟兄姐妹.
It is a real joy for me to be able to say greetings in the name of Jesus.
我非常开心能在主里向大家问安.
It has been a little while since I was last with you.
有一段时间了没有跟大家在一起.
Last year, in 2023, we had the joy of sharing together in worship.
在2023年我们有机会在一起来 联合崇拜来分享神在神里的喜乐。
And I just want you to know that myself and Charlotte, we pray for you regularly.
我就是想让大家知道 我自己和我的师母为圣凯瑟琳的这个中文教会在不断的祷告。
And our church, Western Alliance Church, we pray for our sister church as well.
同样的, Western Church的弟兄姐妹也在为圣凯瑟琳教会的弟兄姐妹不断的祷告。
It's been 1 year since I landed in Canada.
我来到加拿大已经一年了。
I remember such a warm welcome from you all last year.
我仍然还记得, 大家对我的热烈的欢迎。
I said to my church recently,
我跟我的自己的教会曾经最近提到,
the honeymoon is over.
蜜月期已经结束了。
Now that we know each other and we are looking forward,
我们现在已经互相了解了,我们要不断地向前走。
It is time for us to focus on the task of sharing the gospel with this city.
Yeah, 现在呢,是时候让我们来共同努力来传扬神的福音。
And I have to say, I'm very excited and hopeful.
我非常兴奋,也非常期待。
Let me just share with you that at Westburn, the church is growing.
我跟大家分享, Westburn Church现在也在不断地增长。
For the first time in a long time, it's growing.
是有很长一段时间了,有了这种新的复苏。
And so thank you for your prayers for us.
感谢弟兄姐妹为我们的代祷。
Looking forward, there are so many possibilities.
也非常期待我们有很多很多可以共同为主摆上的地方。
I'm especially excited that on July 1st, Canada Day, we will be doing another outreach event.
Yeah, 我个人特别期待的是在7月1号的加拿大国庆日, 我们会两个教会会有共同的一个 来组织一个 向社区传福音的这么一个活动。
And then also in July we have a kids camp.
在 7月份的时候也有儿童的暑期圣经班都是联合举办的。
And the best part is that we get to work together as one.
Yeah, 这个最令人兴奋的和欣慰的是我们可以在主里合一共同来为主 施工摆上。
I was sharing this morning with my church a vision.
我今天早上在跟 Western 教会分享一个意象的时候。
I said, I believe that we've been called to plant other churches. Start of the churches.
Yeah, 他的, 我的意向就是说, 我认为神呢, 呼召我们会去职堂。
There is an English-speaking church and a Chinese-speaking church.
双语的, 英文, 中文, 双语崇拜的, 教会。
We should be praying that there's a Spanish-speaking church, Vietnamese-speaking church, French-speaking church.
我们要为 更多语种的教会来祷告,西班牙语的教会,越南语的教会,甚至法语的教会。The
nations of the world are right here on our doorstep.
所有这些神为我们预备好的这些工厂就在我们的门前。
And I think that's helpful because today, as we look at Matthew 16,
那今天呢,我们要看的经文是在马太福音的16章。
Jesus is taking his disciples to a new region called Caesarea Philippi.
Yeah, 耶稣呢是把他的门徒们带到了一个新的地方，叫该撒利亚菲利比。
And just to be clear, the disciples of Jesus, they were all Jewish.
耶稣的门徒都是犹太人。
But this region which they are going to is not Jewish.
但是他们要去的这个该撒利亚菲利比呢，这个并不是犹太人的地境地。
In fact, Caesarea Philippi was famous for being a place of pagan worship.
相反的，在凯撒利亚菲利比这个地方呢，是一个异教拜偶像的中心的这么一个地区。
In the first century, Jewish people did not go there.
在一世纪的公元一世纪的时候，犹太人从来都不会到这个地方去的。
So it must have seemed strange to his disciples. Why is Jesus bringing us to this place of false worship and idols?
也许当时主耶稣的门徒会很奇怪，心里面奇怪说，为什么耶稣会带我们去这么一个异教敬拜的这么一个中心呢？
So famous was this region for its worship of different gods that they built shrines into the rock wall.Of this city.
Yeah, 在这里呢有一个非常著名的异教崇拜的叫潘之洞，而且他们在这个很大的岩石上会雕刻很多这种神龛吧。
In fact, this region, they would have thought it to be a very dark place spiritually.
在这个就这个地方呢，凯撒利亚菲利比这个地方呢，在属灵上是一个非常黑暗的这么一个地。
This is what it might have looked like in the first century.
Yeah, 这个呢是一世纪的这个地图的情形。
It was a city that was built at the base of a huge rock.
这个城市呢都是建立在一个巨大的一块岩石上面，背景是一个巨大的岩石。
And in this rock was a huge cave.
在这个岩石上呢是有很大的一个洞。
And they built at this cave temples.
他们在这个洞里，这里也建了一些异教敬拜的一些庙。
And the name of the cave was called the Cave of Pan.
这个洞呢，名字就被称为潘之洞。
For those worshippers in that place, they thought that this cave was a gateway to the underworld.
这些异教敬拜的认为这个潘之洞呢，它是一个通往地下冥界的这么一个入口。
And Pan was a god who was half human and half goat.
潘呢，他们所拜的这个潘神呢，是半人半羊的这么一个怪物。
He was a god of war, and he was a god of hunting, and he was a god of sexual immorality.
他被认为是这个战争和这个一些淫乱的这么一个神假神。
So the first question I have today is why did Jesus bring his followers to this place?
那我今天要问大家的第一个问题，那耶稣为什么要把他的门徒呢都带到这个地方呢？
We will come back to that question.
等一下我们会回来找到答案。
But let's first look at what Christ said to his disciples in that place.
那首先呢，我们来看看耶稣对他的门徒怎么来描写这个地方的，描述这个地方的。
In Matthew chapter 16 and verses 13 to 14.
在马太福音十六章十三到十四节这么说。
Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said.Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
马太福音十六章十三到十四节记载说，耶稣到了凯撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
It's an important question. Who do people say Jesus is?
这是一个很重要的问题。那人们到底认为耶稣是谁呢？
In that town, Caesarea Philippi, most people would not have heard of Jesus.
在凯撒利亚菲律宾这个地方，没有人听说过耶稣。
Within the nation of Israel, people said a lot of things about Jesus.
在犹太人的以色列人当中，他们说了关于耶稣很多很多关于耶稣的名。
Some people thought that he was John the Baptist reincarnated.
有人说是施洗约翰复活。
Some people thought that he was Elijah who had come to prepare the way for the Messiah.
他们有人说他是说他是以利亚来为这个以赛亚不是为这个弥赛亚铺路的。
Some people thought that he was a healer or a great teacher.
有的人又认为他是一个医治者或者是一个先知。
Some people thought that, you know, some people thought he was false or dangerous.
也有人认为他是一个 假的先知或者是非常危险的这么一个人物。
It is a very important question for us to think about because we live in a place where people think a lot of different things about Jesus.
所以这对我们来说是一个严肃的问题，我们要认真思考，因为我们生活在一个很多人对耶稣的身份有很多不同解释的时代。
I come from a country where there has been Christianity for 1,500 years.
我来自一个基督教统治很长，基督教占统治地位的一个国家，很长时间的国家。
Christians have worshipped with freedom for all of that time.
在英国，基督徒可以自由的来敬拜神。
When I think of those people in England and this question,Some people think that, you know, he is just a myth that we were taught as children.
如果在我就在想，如果在英国，你问英国人这样同样的问题，耶稣是谁呢？那可能他们会说，这是我们从小就是这样被教导的。
Some people just think that, you know, he was a great moral teacher.
也许有人认为他是一个非常好的教师。
But increasingly, I find lots of people who will no longer say he is the Son of God.
但是我发现很多很多人呢，越来越不认他是不承认他是神的儿子。
I know it's different around the world.
当然我知道在世界各地会有不同的看法。
Forgive me, I don't know a lot about China.
请原谅我对中国不是很了解。
But I would guess that there is a lot of people who've maybe never even heard the name of Jesus.
但我相信在中国还有很多人可能从来都还没有听说过耶稣。
For a long time, it's been hard to teach or to tell other people about Jesus.
所以呢，很长时间我们要来向人来传讲耶稣。
Maybe there are some people who think that he's dangerous.
那有些人认为耶稣是非常危险的。
If, because if the people hear Jesus, it's going to change their allegiance.
也因为认识耶稣的人，他们会从内心发生生命的改变。
And then I think of those parts of the world where we have Islam.
所以我们看看现在的这个穆斯伊斯兰的这个国家。
Where Jesus is a prophet and a teacher, but they believe he never died.
在很多伊斯兰国家，他们认为耶稣是一个先知或者是一个夫子，而且他从来都没有经历死亡。
I was listening to a story this week from Gaza.
我这个星期在听这个加沙地的关于加沙地带的一个故事。
We have this war at the moment, Israel and Palestine.
大家知道现在在加沙地带，以色列和巴勒斯坦在有这个战争。
And for a long time in that place, Palestine, people have lived under oppression.
在有很长的时间，巴勒斯坦在这个加沙地带的人，他们是在受压制的。
It's the same in Syria and Iran and Afghanistan, Pakistan.
Yeah, 有很多也同样的事情发生在叙利亚，还有伊朗，还有巴基斯坦。
Yeah. To them, Allah is the only God, and Jesus, you don't talk about him.
所以呢，他们认为就是阿拉是他们的上帝，是他们的神，他们根本就不会来谈论耶稣的事情。
But the stories I keep hearing are people waking in the middle of the night saying, "I've had a dream."
但是这不很多故事我听到是说，很多人他们在半夜醒来说，我梦到我做了一个梦。
There was a man who appeared to me, and his name is Jesus.
而且呢，在这个梦中呢，有人呢，他向我显现，他的名字就是耶稣。
And I have to find someone who can tell me about him.
所以呢，我想。醒来之后，我要找一些人来跟我谈论，来讲一下耶稣的事情。
I wish God would give those dreams to people in Canada.
我希望我很期待神也把这样的异梦放在加拿大的这些人身上。
But I think there's a big difference.
但是这里还是有一个不同的地方。
Because here, where Christians have the freedom to worship and to witness.
Yeah, 因为我们在加拿大呢，相对来说，基督徒可以自由的来敬拜和做见证。
The word of God to the church is, you have to tell them who I am.
而且呢，是说你们要去告诉他们，告诉世人我是谁。
So Jesus in the story, he's taken his followers to this pagan city.
所以在这里呢，耶稣带他的门徒来到这些拜偶像的这么一个异教盛行的这么一个地方。
And one of the reasons is so that they are beginning to think, I need to share the gospel with people different from me.
所以呢，这样呢，可以让门徒们来思考，哦，我应该把这个福音呢传给一些跟我不同的种族的或者是民族的人。
And we see this many, many times through the New Testament.
我们在新约圣经里面看到有很多这样的例子。
The followers of Jesus are thinking all the time only about Israel.
因为在新约记载很多耶稣的门徒很多时候他们只考虑只来思考关于犹太人的这些信仰。
And Jesus is always challenging them.To say that I've come for other people as well.
但是呢，耶稣常常挑战他的门徒。我来不仅是为犹太人，而也是为外邦人，为所有的人。
For the Samaritan, for the Roman, for the Greek, for the Gentile.
为了撒玛利亚人，为了罗马人，为了这些所有的外邦人。
And I'll be honest, this is a very big challenge to me.
这对我来说呢，很坦诚的讲。对我来说也是一个很大的挑战。
I find it very easy to speak to people who look like me and sound like me and have and share my culture.
Yeah, 我也是很自然的，我愿意跟我长得像我，跟我讲同样语言的人，而且有同样的文化背景的人。
I find it very easy to talk about Jesus to other Christians.
而且呢。也觉得跟其他的基督徒来谈论耶稣的时候呢，是非常享受的一件事。
But for us, there is always a challenge. How are we sharing Jesus with those who don't know him or think something different?
That's 我们要思考和要来面对的挑战是，我们怎样来向那些还不认识耶稣基督的人来向他们介绍耶稣基督。
So when Jesus asks his followers, who do people say I am?
所以耶稣问他的门徒说，人们说我人子是谁？
It is a very important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
But Jesus asks what is an even more important question.
但是呢，耶稣是问了更重要的一个问题。
Because he goes on to say,
所以他接着说，
But who do you say I am?
那你们说，他问他的门徒，你们说我是谁？
You have told me what they think of me, but what do you think about me?
Yeah, 你已经告诉我别人，人们怎么来说我是谁，但是你们觉得我是谁？
And this is an even more challenging question to us.
这是一个更富有挑战性的问题。
Because we know in our heads, that Jesus is the Christ, He is the Son of God and the Savior.
Yeah, 我们因为在脑子里我们知道耶稣是神的儿子，他是我们的救主。
But sometimes our hearts struggle to believe the same thing.
但是我们的内心和行动上有时候会来挣扎，做不到。
For example, I know that Jesus is my Savior in my head.
比如说我知道耶稣是我的救主，我脑子里有这个概念。
But sometimes when I've sinned, I struggle to think, will He forgive me for it?
如果我有时候犯了罪，那我就会来怀疑神，耶稣他真的赦免我的罪，赦免我了吗？
And so rather than praying and repenting, I try to hide it.
我不仅没有借着祷告，借着认罪悔改，而是说选择了逃避。
Or, if there is a brother or sister who is unwell,
有的时候也许是一个弟兄或者是姐妹不太舒服。
I know in my mind that Jesus Christ is the healer.
我知道在我的脑子里耶稣基督是医治者。
But sometimes I struggle to pray for healing because I think maybe it is easier just to ask God to give them peace.
我有的时候呢，我又做不到借着祷告求主耶稣的医治临到他身上。
And I would guess that for all of us, at some point, the things that we know in our head and the things that we believe in our heart, there's a gap.
但是呢，我想呢，对我们所有的人都有一样同样的问题。我们理论上知道，但是我们心里面想行的可能有一个很大的一个差距。
Now, I don't want you to be discouraged.
但是我并不想来让大家就是灰心。
There is good news here.
这里有好消息。
The good news is that when we struggle to believe, God can give us the gift of faith.
Yeah, 当我们有这些挣扎的时候呢，神会把他的这种信任交给我们，信仰给我们。
You know, one of the greatest prayers of Scripture was this, Lord, help my unbelief.
神啊，在圣经中有一个很伟大的一个祷告，说神啊，求你帮助我，我信，但是我相信，求你帮助我。
So this question, who do you say that I am?
所以问题，你们说我是谁？
Now, when Jesus asked this to his followers, There was one person who responded.
当耶稣问他的门徒说，你们说我是谁的时候，有一个门徒回答道。
In fact, usually Peter was the first one to respond.
一般来说，彼得是常常是第一个回答的。
Many of the other disciples have lots of questions and doubts, but you know, Peter loves Jesus so much, he's always the first in there.
Yeah. 虽然其他门徒可能也有很多问题或者是疑问，但是呢，彼得是直来直去，他是首先第一个来回答耶稣，问耶稣。
And when Peter heard this question from Jesus, his response was immediate.
当彼得听到耶稣基督的问题之后，他马上回答。
He said, "You are the Christ, which is another word for Messiah." You are the Son of the Living God.
彼得马上回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子，是救主。
Peter was saying, I know that you were the one who was promised from the prophets.
彼得在这里说的是，我知道你就是救耶稣，救约所应许的那位救主。
I know that you're the one that Israel has been waiting for.
我知道你就是所有以色列人一直在等候的那位救主。
I know that you were sent directly from God to us.
我知道你是从神那里直接来的。
It is an incredible statement of faith in Jesus.
这是一个非常非常重要的一个宣告。
But listen to what Jesus said to Peter.
但是我们来看看耶稣是怎么对彼得说的。
He said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah."
耶稣对彼得说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
It isn't flesh and blood that has revealed this to you.
因为这不是属血肉的指示你的。
That means he didn't think of this himself.
这也就是说，彼得自己是没有想出这些答案的。
But it was my Father in heaven who revealed it to you.
这乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And this is incredibly important because who we understand Jesus to be, we can only get the full revelation from God Himself.
Yeah, 因为这是非常重要的。我们对耶稣的全知的认识，只有从上帝的指示那里而来。
In fact, one of the beautiful things about the Bible from start to finish is that God is always revealing Himself and showing us who He is.
Yeah, 神留给我们宝贵的圣经，从旧约到新约，最宝贵的、最令人震惊的就是神的启示。
And really, let me say that this is what sets Jesus Christ apart from any other religion. This is what sets Jesus Christ apart from any other religion.
这也就是说，耶稣基督是超越所有其他宗教的。
That our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He is the God who speaks and is always at work.
因为耶稣基督是他是神，他永远是神。因为圣父、圣子和圣灵是永远是神。
He's the only God who is interested in a personal relationship with human beings.
他是唯一的一位神，他要跟我们这些人建立一些个人的关系。
So much so that Jesus came and lived as one of us.
以至于爱我们爱到他道成肉身来到我们中间，成为卑微的人。
I remember having this conversation with a Muslim once.
我记得有一次我跟一个穆斯林的一个朋友讲聊天。
The man was sharing with me everything that made Allah great.
他在跟我讲所有关于这个阿拉怎么好的事情。
And he asked me the question, "What makes your God so special?"
他说，那你的神有什么特别的地方？
Well, I said to him, my God has one name that Allah does not.
我跟他讲，我说我的神有一个名字是你的阿拉所没有的。
It's the name Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣。
And the Bible tells me that God is love.
而且圣经告诉我，耶稣就是神，就是爱。
The Quran never says that Allah is love.
可兰经从来没有跟你说阿拉是爱。
And really, that's the huge defining difference. Jesus is love.
所以呢，这里看到耶稣是爱，这就是与其他宗教最大的不同。
He loves us so much that who Allah, who never comes to earth, Jesus comes to earth.
Yeah, 耶稣爱我们爱到他道成肉身，他来拯救我们，但是阿拉从来没有。
And he lays down his life for us.
耶稣为我们牺牲了他的生命。
And I wonder what it was like. The disciples have gone to a city with shrines built into the rocks.
我就很好奇，我在想这些门徒们，他到了这个异教以拜异教偶像为中心的这么一个地方，他们当时是怎么想的
？You can imagine the scene, can't you? People going and burning their incense and saying their prayers to these shrines.
你可以想象，他们看到有人在那里拜他们的偶像，也许烧香或者是做其他的事情。
Praying to gods who never speak.
他们在向他们的假神祈求，因为他们的神从来都不会跟他们讲话。
Always having to give more and sacrifice more with no answer.
而且他们从来都一直就是不断的来这些来奉献，但是从来没有听到他们的神给他们的回应。
And isn't that the gift of Jesus? Jesus says, "Come as you are."
但耶稣不同，他说来到我这里。
freely receive.
你来这里恩典是免费的。
It is not about your works. It isn't about you being a good person.
并不是说你的工作怎么样，或者是你是一个好人。
It's simply about trusting me.
简单的就是说，单纯的来相信我，接受我。
Listen to my words.
来听我的教导。
And be filled with my spirit.
让圣灵充满你。
So here they are.
所以呢，他们在这里。
Ask these two questions: Who do people say I am, and who do you say I am?
所以呢，耶稣问了他们：人们说我是谁？又问了门徒：你们说我是谁？
Well, when God reveals to Peter this revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
当耶稣跟彼得讲你的这个是来自于神的指示的时候。
Jesus gives one of the most incredible promises in Scripture.
所以耶稣在这里给了他们一个非常美好的应许。
He says to them, I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣对彼得讲，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Now let me explain a little bit about what this means.
我来解释一下，这到底是什么意思。
The name Peter, which Jesus gave to him.
啊，彼得这个名字是耶稣给他的。
In the Greek, it means little stone.
在希腊语中是小石头。
And many people have read this throughout the years and thought, well, Peter is the stone, so Jesus is saying that on Peter, he's going to build the church.
很多人呢理解可能是说，哦，因为彼得呢是这个小石头或小石块，耶稣要把教会建造在彼得这块石头上。
But I think we've missed something.
我觉得我们可能是有一些差错。
Remember where they are.
大家还记得他们在哪里吗
？Caesarea Philippi is the city built on a big rock.
这个凯撒利亚菲律宾是建立在一个大巨大的岩石上面。
With the shrines to all of the idols.
而且呢，巨大的岩石上有许多许多拜偶像的这些神龛。
And the cave of Pan, which was also known as the gates of hell.
而且呢，这个潘之洞呢，也以这个通往地下冥界的这个而著称。
I think what Jesus is actually saying is, I'm going to build my church wherever people are to be found.
我觉得这里呢，耶稣是告诉彼得，我要把我的教会建造在无论你们在哪里的，你们走到哪里都要建立。
I'm not building my church on Israel.I'm going out and building it wherever people are found.
我并不是只把教会建在以色列的这块土地上，而是说到那些有需要耶稣基督的地方。
And here in this city, where there is a gateway to the underworld.
这里呢，他们在这个凯撒利亚菲律宾这个城市是通往地下冥界的这么一个地方。
All of the pagans, all of the Romans think that that's where power is to be found.
所有这些异教的、拜假象的都来这里。
No idol, no religion will overcome the truth.
但是呢，所有的没有任何偶像或者是这些假神能够胜过我们的这个耶稣。
Satan has no authority over Jesus.
撒旦。
Islam has no authority over Jesus.
没有任何假神可以来战胜耶稣基督。
Buddhism has no authority over Jesus.
佛教也没有战胜耶稣基督。
And you know, just think about, you know, all around the world where the church is to be found.
所以你想一下，在所有的在世界上所有的教会，你可以看到的教会。
The authorities, they can beat us, and they can imprison us, and they can try to silence us.
也许这些政权当权者可以呢把我们监禁，让我们压制我们，压迫我们。
And yet the Spirit of God is greater.
但是耶稣基督的圣灵的能力是更强大的。
The promise is that even the gates of hell will not beat the church.
因为在这里清楚地告诉我们，即使是通往冥界的这么一个大门，也不可能战胜耶稣基督。
He's brought his disciples to a place that they would never go.
耶稣把他的门徒带到了一个地，把他的门徒带到了一个他们从来都不可能自己去的地方。
To a place that would have seemed to them totally depraved and immoral and corrupt.
因为在他们认为这个地方是一个败坏的一个地方，他们是绝对不会去沾染的。
And he tells them this is where the church will be built.
但是耶稣告诉他们，这些地方正是需要建立我们教会的地方。
And to me, this is a huge reminder that as Christians, as churches in this city, we don't need to be afraid to go to the darkest parts of the city.
所以呢，这里对我也是一个很好的提醒。我们在我们所居住的地方，我们不应该有任何惧怕。不应该惧怕到那些还没有耶稣基督的地方。
In fact, we must go to the darkest places.
事实上，我们更要勇敢地去到这些黑暗的地方。
Because how else will the light shine?
否则的话，我们怎么可以来为耶稣基督发光呢？
Do you remember when Jesus said that you are the light of the world?
你难道不记得耶稣对你讲，你们是世界的光吗？
He told us, don't, you know, hide it under a basket.
Yeah, 不要把你的光藏在斗下。
But let it shine.
让它摆在灯台上，让它发光。
And let me tell you, where does the light shine the brightest?
让我们的光发出最大的光芒。
In the dark.
什么地方它可以发出最强的光呢？是在黑暗之中。
Jesus was trying to tell them, I am going to work through you and do something you cannot imagine.
Yeah, 耶稣基督在这里告诉他的门徒，不要惧怕，我要让你们让你们成就更大的事，我会与你们同在。
The Apostle Paul, when he wrote his letter to the church in Ephesus,
保罗对以弗所书的教会，以弗所的教会写的书信中这么讲。
He reminded the church this: You are no longer strangers and aliens. You and me, we are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ Himself is the cornerstone.
因为保罗在对以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹这样讲到，也是同样对我们也是一个提醒，你们不再做外人的客旅，你们是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。因为呢，所有这些被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，是因为有耶稣基督自己为房角石，房角靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也要靠他同被建造，成为神界的圣灵居住的所在。
Paul goes on to say that in Jesus we're joined together, growing into a holy temple. And it's this that Jesus says that the gates of hell will never overcome.
因为保罗在这里讲的就是说，我们靠着在耶稣基督这块磐石上，我们会建造，而且呢，建造成一个教，建造教会，没有任何势力可以战胜耶稣基督。
The source of our strength as the church is not our, you know, intelligence. It isn't our abilities. It isn't our resources.
我们的这个我们的知识的能力或者是资源，这些都不是重要的。
The source of our strength is the cornerstone, Jesus Christ.
我们能力的来源是来自于耶稣基督这块房角石。
And so it means that later in the New Testament, Paul can write this.
所以呢，保罗在稍后对哥林多的教会这样说。
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but never destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Christ may be shown in our bodies.
所以呢，保罗在这里也跟我们讲到，我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭强遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡，身上带着耶稣的死，是耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Because you and I have Jesus Christ in our lives, we can go through any trial.
因为你和我的身上，我们都有耶稣基督在我们的心里，有耶稣基督的陪伴，我们可以经历任何的试炼。
Even in the greatest challenges of our life, when it feels like the whole world is against us, we can have joy and peace in the Holy Spirit.
即使是在我们最低谷，感觉到全世界都在抛弃我们的时候，我们仍然靠主可以喜乐。
And even if other people look at the church and think it's small and it has no power and it doesn't seem much, we know the truth that the very power of God is amongst us.
也许世人会说，哦，这个教会人很少，也没有什么精英，但是我们知道，我们的能力来自于耶稣基督。So
much so that Jesus said, when he was speaking to his disciples, I will give you the keys of the kingdom.
耶稣继续对他的门徒说，我要把天国的钥匙给你们。Because
Christ is in us, and because Christ has authority, we have authority.
因为耶稣把这个阴间的权柄给了，钥匙给了我们，他有这个权柄，他也让我们有这个享有这个权柄。You
have authority to preach the gospel.
你有权柄，你有这个宣教、宣传这个传福音的权柄。You
have authority to pray over disease.
你有祷告的权柄。You
have authority to cast out demons.
你有赶鬼的权柄。And
to pray that people dead in their sins would become alive in Christ.
你可以为那些在灵魂上失丧的灵魂祷告，让他们归向神的权柄。
Not because you're special,
并不是因为你有什么特殊的能力,
but because Jesus is in us.
因为是耶稣基督住在我们心里,
it's an incredible promise.
因为耶稣基督住在我们心里, 给了我们这个能力, 这是多么奇妙。
So at the start, when I said that I'm very excited for this year,
所以开始的时候我跟大家分享，我对这个新的一年我非常的期待兴奋。
I cannot wait to reach out to the community.
我非常想很快很快的来向我们的社区传福音。
I can't wait for us to work together to teach children about the truth of Jesus.
我等不及要跟我们的这个弟兄，这个中文教会一起来合作。
I long to see other churches in this place, Spanish and French and Vietnamese.
我渴望更多语种的教会在这里出现。
I can't wait for Pastor Ander to have his place to cook his Chinese food.
也很期待我们李牧师他这个厨艺的写介哈。
I want us to build on this land.
我也期待我们在这里可以有更多的这个建筑供我们使用。
Do you know there's a day coming when we are going to need a bigger sanctuary?
你可以想象，如果我们都在一起共同敬拜的时候。
Oh, friends, I believe it's coming.
我想这个日子很快会到来。
It says in the scriptures that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you.
因为圣经告诉我们，耶稣使耶稣死里复活、战胜阴间的这个能力，也同样神赐给了我们。
The gospel that is changing lives is the same gospel we preach.
因为福音是改变人生命的福音。
I want to encourage you that against St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church, against Western Alliance Church, the gates of hell will not prevail.
我在这里鼓励大家，无论是我们是华人宣道会，还是Western 英文教会，这个邪恶的势力永远不可能战胜我们。
So I invite you to join me in praying to God, give us more faith.
因为耶稣基督在我们心里，所以我邀请大家，我们共同的来祷告。
Give us boldness for your kingdom.
把我们的一切来奉献给神的事工。
Give us an urgency to go to people.
要有这种紧迫感，要有传福音、拯救灵魂的紧迫感。
And I'll say this, I was speaking with some of the Brock students earlier.
我早先跟一些 Brock 的学生们在讲话。
Some of you have to consider that Christ is calling you to be pastors.
Yeah, 神呢也许在呼召有你们当中啊呼召你们一些人要成为一个全职侍奉的
And to be missionaries
Yeah, 也许呼召你们会成为一个宣教者
And if you say you've never heard the call, you've heard it today
如果你说我没有听到啊你今天听到了神会呼召你成为 传道人和一个宣教士
But here's the great truth of that is thatYes, individually, we're called by God. But together as the church, we're also called to go.
也没有错啊，个人的呼召是来自于神，但是对整个教会，对整个弟兄姐妹的呼召同样是来自于神。
And to me, what is beautiful about this is that you can influence people that I will never know.
也、yeah, 因为你所能够感动到的、接触到的人是我所做不到的。
And I can influence people that you'll never know.
因为有一些人是我只有我可以跟他们接触、影响到他们，而你做不到。
So rather than me working by myself, if we work together as one body, how much more can we do in the name of Jesus?
所以我们如果单独的去做，可能做不了多少。但是我们合在一起，在主里面成为一体，我们会成就神所喜悦的圣功。
There was a president in America called John F. Kennedy.
美国的总统叫肯尼迪。
Who said to his citizens,Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Yeah, 他的一句名言呢就是说不要问你的国家可以为你做什么而要问你可以为你的国家做什么。
Well, I think sometimes we need to have the mindset, ask not what God can do for you, but ask what you can do for him.
Yeah, 所以有时候呢我们也要有这种思维就是不仅仅是说哦神你可以为我做什么那更要问自己神啊我可以为你做什么
Each and every one of you has something that you've been given by God to do.
我们每一个人在神眼中都是宝贵的你肯定有神所让你可以做的为他做的事
Unique gifts and unique talents and he wants to use you for his glory.
呀神给了你独特的恩赐独特的天分你要把它用在神的事工上
So Church of Christ, do not be afraid.
所以弟兄姐妹们不要惧怕。
Remember who Jesus is.
我们要记住耶稣基督他是谁。
He is the Christ. He is the Son of the Living God.
他是基督，他是救主，他是神的儿子。
And he gives you and I his Holy Spirit.
他赐下了圣灵给你和我，让圣灵住在我们心中。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Well, Father God, I want to thank you this day.
慈爱天父，我感谢你。
You are great and you are holy.
你是伟大的，你是圣洁的。
And your love is so great.
你的爱是你的爱是不变的。
That you sent Jesus who poured himself out for us.
你甚至赐下了你的独生子耶稣基督。
Thank you, Jesus, that you have established the church and that you are the cornerstone.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你是这个教会的房角石。
Help us to be like the wise builder who built his life on the rock.
求主帮助我们，让我们成为一个聪明的、忠心的一个建筑师，把我们的教会建立在主耶稣这块房角石上。
Thank you that you are building the church.
感谢主，你是这个教会的主头。
And thank you that you use us as part of that.
感谢神，你使用我们做你的器皿。
Many members, but one body.
虽然我们不有很多不同的种族，但我们在主里是合而为一的。
And it's my prayer that whether we are Saint Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church or Westburn Alliance Church.
我的祷告，无论是圣是华人宣道会，还是 Westburn 英文教会。
That you would give us such unity and purpose of mind that we would live to make disciples of Jesus.
求主你赐给我们在主里的合一，让我们可以来有更多的来遵行主的这个门徒。
We want to pray for those who don't know you, Lord.
主啊，我们也为那些还不认识你的人而祷告。
We have family members. And friends.
我们有的家人还不认识你的家人和朋友。
Fellow students and neighbors.
我们有同学或者是我们的邻居都还不认识你。
Who don't know who you are.
他们还不认识你，主啊。
Who think so many different things about you.
他们可能对你有很多其他的想法。
We're asking God that you would reveal the truth to them.
主啊，就求你向他们显现你是谁。
And Lord, if you can use us.
主啊，求你使用我们。
Sharing the gospel, sharing our testimony.
主啊，求你使用我们，让我们为你的福音而传扬你的福音，也让我们的见证成为一个好的传福音的工具。
And I pray, Lord, that you give us power and grace to do this.
主啊，求你的恩惠和你的能力赐给我们。
For this year, Lord, we want to pray.
主啊，今年我们要特别的来向你祷告。
For the things that our, you know, two churches will do together.
特别要为我们两个教会的合作来祷告。
I want to pray for the event on Canada Day.
我们要特别为加拿大的这个联合的施工祷告。
Kids camp in the summer.
为暑期的儿童圣经班来祷告。
English classes.
为我们的 ESL 的这个来祷告。
For work with children and with young people.
为了培养我们的下一代而来祷告。
Ministry to, you know,students in this city.
而为我们的学生事工来祷告。
And for those times when we pray for each other and worship together.
也求神赐给我们祷告，让我们可以共同来祷告，彼此代祷。
Lord, we may be two churches, but we pray, help us to be one for the glory of your name.
主啊，虽然我们是两个语言不同的教会，但我们祷告求主，让我们在主里合一，成为一体。
I especially want to pray this day.
我今天特别要祷告。
That Lord, you will continue to send Christians to be missionaries and to start new churches.
主啊，今天我特别祷告，求你派你的工人，派你的宣教士，派更多的基督徒来到这里。
We pray that the gospel would be preached in every town and every city in this world.
主啊，也求你使用这些基督徒和宣教士们，让所有的人，让更多的人能够听到福音，接受福音。
Help us, we pray in the name of Jesus.
主啊，我们祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。